Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab's gonna be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are gonna go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you wanna be in the bathroom, fine, just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out. We are back for the bathroom break. This is Jay Schwedelson. I'm here with the marketing millennial, Daniel Murray. And today we're going to be talking about some really cool under-the-radar marketing tactics. But before we do, Daniel, Spotify Wrapped came out. And I'm curious, what was your number one artist that you listened to this year?
John Summit. He's in a DJ.
Who's that?
I knew you were going to say that. So John Summit, I saw him at when I was in Miami at the beginning of the year, and I didn't know who he was, and I just loved his music, so I just kept listening. But Taylor Swift was number two. So
oh, look at you. And by the way, everyone, you can't see it, but he's wearing a friendship bracelet right now.
Yeah, it says it says J on it.
It says bathroom on it.
Yeah. What is yours?
I don't know who my number one was, but I was very embarrassed that like number three or number four was Cyndi Lauper, which is super weird. The girls just want to have fun and stuff. I don't understand how that happened, but it's true.
It's probably from your conference.
My 80s conference, possibly. All right, let's get into the topic of the day because this is ridiculous. Today we're talking about valuable real estate in your marketing that you're completely missing out on. You're not thinking about. And it can be a game changer. So, Daniel, why don't you start us off with some valuable real estate we're not thinking about?
One, I used to tell my company all the time that we should do this is the email signature of all your employees at the company. Because it's, you can, there are softwares out there that can help you with this, but making sign up for your event or we're having a web episode or download this piece of content or something in there that it, with all the emails your org is sending out on a daily basis, the underused, and also for your email signature when you're sending out a newsletter or anything like that, it's so underrated if you're not using that real estate that is just free that you're sending out to all these people. So your email signature is like one of the underused piece of real estate that people aren't thinking about.
Yeah, it's so true because the people that are seeing your email signature are your spot on contacts. They're your clients. They're the ones who are going to engage the most. So I'll give you two quick ones. Adding a PS section to your emails is a no brainer. When you add a PS to your emails and you include a link to whatever the offer is, could be a consumer offer, could be a business offer like a guide, it actually will increase your overall click-through rates by over 10%, which may not sound like a lot, but it costs you nothing. And that's the way people read email. They skim all the way to the bottom. So having a PS is really valuable. And another one is the thank you pages for whatever you're doing. Somebody just bought something from you. You take them to a page that says thank you. Somebody just downloaded a guide. You take them to a page that says thank you. They register for a webinar. You take them to a page that says thank you. Offers on thank you pages for additional offers, they actually average over a 10% click-through rate from all of our testing, because the person's in buying mode. They're in that mode that they like you. So if you're not taking advantage of that thank you page real estate, you're leaving some of the most valuable real estate that you have in the marketing world. What else you got there?
I would also add on to that is people need to think about that's also a brand touch point. So you need to show your brand on that page. It's not just thank you for contacting us. You got to have something that shows your brand out that, and like something that I think is so underrated that people aren't using is the first welcome email when someone's on your list. It shouldn't be a throwaway email. It should be your best email that you've ever created is that first email, your welcome email. When someone enters your list, you give them resources, you show your writing, you show your brand. It's your way to just show off as a brand and keep people on your list. The second thing I would add is adding highlights on your Instagram or using pinned post as well. There's two things of that. What I would do is have like our story or our featured products, or it's an easy way to use real estate. And people Also, when you're doing paid advertising, you need to think of your Instagram as a landing page. And if someone's coming to your Instagram and seeing that, if you're running meta ads, it needs to have things to tell who you are and your story. So having those highlights or the pen pros of the founder story, or the founding story, or things that show off your brand that people can easily know who you are such underrated use real estate and marketing right now.
I love the idea of really leveraging the pinned posts. I don't do that nearly enough. And you could do that on LinkedIn as well. You can pin posts and really be very intentional about what those are. So I'm going to mess around with that a lot. This is sort of like real estate, but it's not marketing real estate. But this is a great thing I saw in the news. This woman was like somewhere where she was in trouble. It was like a hurricane or something, but she was safe. And her phone battery was dying and she knew people were going to be calling her. So she went and she changed her voicemail to say, hey, everybody, if you're listening to this, I'm fine. My phone's about to die, but I'm fine. Don't worry about me. She changed the recording on her voicemail, which I was like, dude, that's like the best use of real estate. So everyone could be like, oh, she's okay. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, I think I've heard that story. I think it's super smart because if someone's going to call you, I think that, I mean, voicemail in general is a good way. And also there's ways to do things on LinkedIn, like your away message. If you're going on a trip or something, like don't just put, you could put things like go check out this while I come back. You could use away message on there or that featured link on LinkedIn. People under it use those two things. Like that link is so important because when you're posting on LinkedIn, the first thing people see is your picture, what your job title is. So having a great headline and then that link of visit my website or subscribe to my newsletter. So that should be very intentional what you're using that link in. So if you're a founder or anybody like that, be intentional of what your headline is and that link you're using on LinkedIn.
All right. This is great stuff. And speaking of being intentional, I'm going to be intentional and not listen to Cyndi Lauper going into next year. I'm going to step it up and I'm going to figure out whoever John Adams is or whatever weird guy.
But you know what was my fourth listen to song, which is funny, is Linger by the Cranberries. Yeah.
What is wrong with you? You're the most weirdest music taste of all time. I mean, mine's horrible. Yours is just weird. All right. We've covered a lot as usual. Everybody go listen to Daniel Murray's The Marketing Millennials podcast. Leave him a review. If you're really bored, check out Do This, Not That. And we'll see you on the next one. Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This, Not That, for marketers. Each week, we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing. And I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Marketing Millennials podcast, but also tune into this series. It's once a week, the bathroom break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out, and it could be anything from email subject line to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.